Now Peter was sitting outside in the courtyard, and a servant girl came to him, saying, "You were also with Jesus, the Galilean." But he denied it before them all, saying, "I do not know what you are talking about." And when he had gone out onto the porch, another girl saw him, and said to those who were there, "This man also is with Jesus the Nazarene." Again he denied it with an oath, "I do not know the man." After a little while those who stood by came and said to Peter, "Surely you are also one of them, for your accent makes you known." Then he began to curse and to swear, "I do not know the man." Immediately the rooster crowed. Peter remembered the word which Jesus had said, "Before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times." He went out and wept bitterly. Chapter 27. Now when morning had come, all the chief priests and the elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death, and they bound him, and led him away, and delivered him to Pilate, the governor. Then Judas, who betrayed him, when he saw that Jesus was condemned, felt remorse, and returned the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, "I have sinned in that I betrayed innocent blood." But they said, "What is that to us? You see to it." He threw down the pieces of silver in the sanctuary, and departed. He went away and hanged himself. The chief priests took the pieces of silver, and said, "It's not lawful to put them into the treasury, since it is the price of blood." They took counsel, and bought the potter's field with them, to bury strangers in. Therefore that field was called the field of blood to this day. Then that which was spoken through Jeremiah the prophet was fulfilled, saying, "They took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of him upon whom a price had been set, whom some of the sons of Israel priced, and they gave them for the potter's field, as the Lord commanded me."